Well, Pride Month has pretty much kicked off here in Perth. During the month, there'll be celebrations, events and activations happening all throughout November here in Boorloo. Joining me today is Chun Tan to tell us all, CEO of Pride Fest. Chun Tan, to tell us all about this year's festivities. Thanks so much for joining us.
Happy Pride, Sam, and happy Pride to all the listeners up there.
Happy Pride. thank you so much for joining us. Let's just jump straight into it because I know there's so much to cover. What do we have to look forward to this year during Pride?
Well, this is the biggest Pride Fest we've had ever. And this year we've got over 65 events happening all across a 4-week period.
So we're going to be very busy, aren't we?
We are. You've got something to go to almost every day. It's all going to kick off this Friday at the new Pride Piazza, formerly known as the Northbridge Piazza.
Lovely.
It is now a space that's really sort of dedicated to the LGBTQIA+ community and also will become the new office for Pride WA as well. So from 6:30 p.m., join us. Everyone is welcome. It's a free event for the community. Please come and celebrate this historic occasion with us. There'll be an address by the Honourable Michael Kirby, and also performances by the Perth Pride Choir and Bachelor Girl, that iconic 90s duo.
What an amazing opening to Pride. Now, it's back in Northbridge this year. It's been a while since it's been there. 3 years, is it?
Almost. First parade in almost 3 years that's in Northbridge, yep.
And it's so awesome for it to be back. This injects so much life into Northbridge. But you were just telling me, so we have the Pride Parade that happens in Northbridge, but you were just telling me that something a little different is happening this year. Can you tell us about that?
Definitely. So this year, the parade kicks off from Russell Square, goes down Aberdeen, William, James, and then goes back to Russell Square. What's different about this year is that we're also going to have an after party at Russell Square. So at the end of the parade, we will be inviting the spectators to join the parade and follow us to Russell Square. There will be a free performance and concert at Russell Square featuring RuPaul Drag Race's Queen Kong.
Legend.
And also on Parker Street, which is adjacent to Russell Square, all the floats that you've seen gone past will be parked back at Parker Street so that you can get up close and personal and get your wonderful Instagrammable moments.
Yeah, I think it's such a great idea. I think it's such a cool way to involve everyone who's come out to support and show their love. Just continue the party on afterwards.
Absolutely. Extend the love till about midnight.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. And so obviously the parade and Fair Day are not the only things happening. Obviously such big focal points, such iconic events for Perth. But what else can we expect? You mentioned there's going to be some movie screenings.
Yes, there's a movie screening that I think everyone should be very excited about. It's a movie called #LookAtMe. It's a Singaporean LGBT movie that has, I think, about a week ago been banned in Singapore, so they can't even watch it in Singapore. And Perth and Pride Fest is where the Australian premiere of that film is taking place, and we are flying down the director Ken Kwek over from Singapore to do a live Q&A. It's on 17th November at the Windsor Cinema in Netherlands, and Eventbrite is where you can get tickets to this movie.
Yeah, it's super exciting. Obviously, our love goes out to our Singaporean queer brothers and sisters who have had quite a time the past couple of years.
Yes, they've only just had a promise by their prime minister to have homosexuality decriminalised in that country. But to this day, they still can't have a full-blown Pride parade.
Well, that's going to be so amazing to have Ken in to show the film and for us to experience it and show our love and support to them. What else is on? 60 days of...
Well, we definitely have to talk about Fair Day.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Fair Day. Last year, we had about 15,000 people turn up to Fair Day.
Oh, my God.
It was huge. And, you know, I remember by the end of the day itself, we had all these stallholders going, when can we register for 2022?
Oh, that's amazing.
So this year I can say that we've had about a 20% increase in stall applications. Well, so we're up to about 136 stalls.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it's going to be a huge day. But what's really, really exciting is that we've got great performances that are free on the day itself. We've got local band Joan and the Giants who are playing.
Awesome.
And also we've got the annual dog show. Everybody loves the dog show. And bring a pooch along, juice it up, you know, make it look absolutely fabulous. I think Minister John Kerry is hosting that one. That's his favorite thing to do all year. And most excitedly, we are bringing in from the U.S. The Queen of Bounce, Big Freedia, who most recently appeared on the single Break My Soul by Beyonce, that's number one across the world. So Big Freedia is coming to Fair Day in their only performance in Western Australia.
An exclusive just for us. And we love, you know, local music and international. So that is so awesome to see. I mean, Fair Day for me, like looking back over the years, probably always my favorite event, I would say. Just like day in the sun when it is. When it is sunny, if we can pray to the weather gods that we get a
keep the rain over in the East Coast.
But yeah, for me, it was always, the funnest day, being out in the sun with my friends, having a drink in the park.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. And you know, with Big Freedia, I'm promised a lot of twerking will be happening.
Yes, beautiful. How can we find out about all the amazing events happening for
Go to pridewa.com.au/program, but you can also pick up physical programs in venues all around Perth. Or if you can track down a copy of the West Australian from last Saturday, there's also a copy of that program in there too. So plenty of ways, but pridewa.com.au/program. Can I quickly talk about some of the other exciting events as well?
Please do.
So for the foodies out there, we have three MasterChef contestants coming over to give demonstrations and cook for us as well. So this is on the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd. We've got Courtney Rolston from Sydney. We've got Scott Bagnall from Brisbane and Elise Pulbrook from Melbourne. These are all fan favorites. Courtney and Scott are LGBT identifying contestants as well. So they'll come to the Pride Piazza, do a bit of a demonstration, and also cook you a 2-course meal, which is amazing.
Oh,
so yeah, if you're a real foodie, Eventbrite's also where you can get tickets as well to this event. So please come out and support them. We've got also trans writers Cadence Bell and Kaya Wilson. Kaya Wilson's written a book about his own experience growing up trans, and so has Cadence Bell. Cadence Bell is a self-professed trans bogan. And so on the 23rd and 24th of November, along with Scott Patrick Mitchell, which is a local poet, on the 25th, it's all happening at the City of Perth Library Auditorium. So again, tickets through Eventbrite.
Beautiful. And so there's so many events on this Pride Festival, and obviously you're going to be at a lot of them. But what is the one that you're most looking forward to?
I love the Great Pride Fest Bake Off every year, and this is going to be happening on Sunday, the 20th of November this year at the Pride Piazza. It's the day when everyone in the community bakes a cake, bakes some naughty looking pastries, brings them for judging, and then we sit down and drink beer and eat cake in the park.
Does it get competitive?
Very much so. Ooh. And there's definitely prizes to be won. I think, you know, lots of Coles vouchers on the day to be given away for all your wonderful entries. So go to our program. I think there's six categories that you can compete in, but the program will have all the details there. 20th November, just come to the Pride Piazza. It's all free to be a part of.
Awesome. Shun, thank you so much for joining us, and we cannot wait to experience all the amazing events happening for Pride.
Look forward to seeing all of you out there.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.